Anyhow, you're listening to The Edge on Folk here on CITR, and my guest here is Michael Averill. And the reason you're coming in is because next Friday you're presenting a formal showcase of a project you've been working on for the last few weeks, the Community of Songs. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's extended. It kind of started back in September. It's overall been about an eight-month project.
Eight months?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big one because it all came as a support with the Metro Vancouver Cultural Grant Program in conjunction with the Folk Club. And just an opportunity to create some kind of a project that's community-orientated. And I have a big passion for songwriting. And over the last number of years when I've been doing my walking tour through Canada, I've just seen so much more of the importance of community and people having things that they can be a part of with other people. And songwriting's a unique experience for the sake of what it brings up. And a lot of people feel that that's something that they would never, ever do in their life.
Right.
But not that they don't have the ability. I think the beautiful thing about songwriting is anyone can participate.
Yeah.
If you have an idea about anything, you can share it and it can turn into a song.
So but you've been not just talking to other songwriters, you've been talking to maybe aspiring songwriters, different community groups. Can you tell us some about the variety of people that you've been working with on this?
Yeah, the ages range from 10 years old to people in their 70s.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
We had a grade 5-6 class from Simon Fraser Elementary.
Oh, yeah?
And, all the way up to some members of the club that have been going for years and decades and just having a chance to share. Really, the whole theme of it is about community. Everybody, all these different groups, there's over 70 participants that have taken part in in the actual writing of some kind of song. But they've all been given the same theme, so I've been going in facilitating a workshop and a discussion just to say, like, okay, well, what do you think about this idea? And so there's people in schools, there's a group from UBC here, from Totem Park Residents, where I actually went. I lived in Totem Park here in 2001 and 2002. Huh. So it was really special to go back there and be in the room. That's the first place I ever performed and connect with some students there and share stories. But also just to see what community means to them is coming from all different places in the world to move into a whole new environment. They wrote a song about moving in, and just the community that develops around being with the whole new group of perfect strangers.
Wow. That kind of brings it home, the community spirit of this whole thing, and appropriately Totem. That's very cool. But I'm curious about these grade 5 and 6.
Yeah.
You know, did they each come up with an idea? Is it a cumulative idea? How did they get to formulate a song?
Yeah, every process. I thought originally coming into this, I'd be able to have kind of a template workshop form that would work for everybody. Not a chance.
Okay.
No, it's been so different for every group, but they're excellent and super bright and really into sharing. And so we basically would go around and just ask every student, say, well, what does this mean to you? What words come up when you think about community?
Okay.
And so we would just make sure every student had a chance and to have that brainstorm discussion. So we'd throw a bunch of things up on the board and some of them were right off the bat quite musically inclined and putting up melodies and ideas and phrases. And so we kept just massaging it and would go bit by bit assembling different ideas together and be like, okay, well, which ones do you think here really, does everybody really love?
Right.
You know, we'd go through a process like that. And then it was a lot of just walking them through the choices of what happens in a songwriting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool because they'd learn about the structure of a song and how to convey an idea. It's a very cool process.
Yeah.
But these are not all just apprentices. You've got Tonya
Ganaba.
Yeah. And she's amazing.
Yeah.
And so there's lots of different levels of experience, shall we say, but they're all bringing new songs to the project. Is that the idea?
Yeah. And that was a part of it, is just neat to be able to generate a whole bunch of new. I guess ultimately there'll probably be about 10 or 11 new songs that have come out of this project from all these different people.
And you're going to get all 70 participants on stage at the Rogue next Friday? Or how is this going to work?
In some capacity or another, yeah.
Okay. I don't think the stage holds that many people.
Not at once.
No, okay, good.
But yeah, it's interesting. The group sizes are quite different. So the UBC group was a smaller group of just there's just three of us. Whereas one of the grade 11 English lit class from Point Grey is 30.
Wow.
You know, so whether or not we're just waiting to hear if all of them are going to be able to come and actually be on stage is a different story. But it's really beautiful to see how many people have taken part in this and which ones have come forward to be ones who are, will be performing, but other ones will be there in support.
Uh-huh.
And just a lot of beliefs that have changed. There's a lot of people that came into this kind of haphazardly and nervous and not thinking that they'd have any part in it, but ended up having huge impacts on the lyrics of the songs. And,
interesting.
And yeah, actually there was one particularly from the Rogue Volunteers that is a poet. And has always in her life wanted to collaborate with musicians, and this is that chance. And so she doesn't necessarily want to be on stage, but ended up, we were working out some of the details of her song, and just literally in a period of 30 seconds, she's like, oh, in case you need it, I've got a whole other verse right now. And it ended up being like perfect, just didn't have to change anything and worked into this whole other great part of our song. And so just to see, I don't know, the thing I've loved the most about this is seeing people's beliefs change, of that they can do something like that. And they can be just as strong an influencer in that process as someone who's been playing guitar all their life.
Well, on that theme, we got one of your songs here off your latest album, All We Ever Need, which is called Stronger Together. So we'll have why don't we play that one?
Sure.
Well, it takes one to have a bright idea. Two to share the worry, it takes three to split the weight. When it's too much to carry, it takes four to build a shelter that withstands the weather. Well, anyone can do it alone, but we're stronger together. Like links in a steel chain, we are stronger together. Like a tool belt full of tools, we are stronger together. Like muscles in the body, we are stronger together. Well, anyone can do it alone, but we could all use a little help. Like a roaming pack of wolves, we are stronger together. Like feathers on a wing, we are stronger together. Like laughter with a friend, we are stronger together. Well, anyone can do it alone, but we could all use a little help. Like members of a family, we are stronger together. Like a forest full of trees, we are stronger together. Like water in a river, we are stronger together. Well, anyone can do it alone, but we could all use a little help. And it takes one to have a bright idea, two to share the worry, it takes three to split the weight. When it's too much to carry, it takes four to build a shelter that withstands the weather. Well, anyone can do it alone, but we're stronger together, yeah. Well, anyone can do it alone, but we're stronger together.
We are stronger together. So, wow, the culmination of this 8 months of work is this coming Friday night.
Yeah.
With a concert at the St. James Hall at the Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
And there are tickets available on the website, but if all the participants turn up, there may not be any room.
so get them early, yeah.
That's right. So get online at roguefolk.com and check it out. But it's going to be very interesting. You're going to be on stage the whole time, are you?
Most of the time, yeah. There's also some cool things just to shout out that they're before April 1st, or April 1st will be the last day for this. If you get tickets before then, there's a chance to win some cool door prizes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You had some pretty amazing door prizes the last time we did it.
Yeah. No, it's always neat to see what comes up. But always neat to, yeah, it's always great to have people jump in early.
So there's going to be a variety of songwriters. Is it going to be a kind of a variety of musical styles, or is it just going to be fairly standard singer-songwriter stuff? Or how is it going to shake things up?
It's all over the place, and that's a beautiful thing. I've always been a fan of, I think, going to festivals, and you get to see the workshop stages, and they blend so many different styles that you'd maybe never see together. This whole project has just been a huge experiment in that as well.
But
even just coming back to that grade 5-6 class, it just kind of teamed up. Hoyita Rubin is the teacher, and she's incredible. She's been a musician in many different forms, but she got a whole bunch of ukuleles for her class. So it just was nice timing that we started working on a song as they were learning the uke. So they've been, while learning the uke, doing it while writing their own tune. And so, like, you have a whole group of ukuleles focused there. They performed it for their school already and had a neat opportunity that way. But with other groups, like the group from The Rogue, who have named themselves the Corduroys, because that's where we've been practicing.
Cute. Okay. You'll have to dress in corduroy as well.
I know. that group has a mixture of, it's more of like a bluesy tone. There's guitar. There was a mandolin. There's banjo. There's, I've got my cello. I'll have them jumping in with them on that one.
Wow.
Other ones are, just really stripped down. Solo folk songwriter guitar style. Other ones, there's a group of moms that have been together for about 12 years. This group has been going for, they call themselves Momentum, capital M-O-M.
Yeah.
And they meet every month just to support each other. They've been meeting that way to through life, through work, through anything that comes up, and they're one of the groups. And so for whatever reason, our song there came out more of like a kind of a Celtic flavor to it.
Okay.
Like a seafaring style song. And
wow.
And but then you have the artists like Karina Keeling and Tanya and Bree McDaniel, who are anywhere from neo soul to folk to political stuff to whereas, and then there's another man that I met recently from India. His name's Sharanjit Singh Mand, who's an incredible sitar player.
Oh yeah,
and one of the most fascinating musicians I've ever met in my life.
He's going to be in this show as well.
Him and I wrote a song together. That's acoustic guitar and sitar fusion.
Very interesting. Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be an amazing night. So it's next Friday, the 5th of April at 8 o'clock at St. James Hall at 3214 West 10th. Michael Averill and the Community of Song Project.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible variety. I'm really looking forward to hearing some very, very new music.
Yeah.
And to witness some of the creativity that you've engaged in this city. It's brilliant what you've done.
Well, and even out of the city, there's a group from Richmond that's actually a Richmond kind of poverty response team that has come together to make like an advocacy team.
Sweet.
Of people who have previously been homeless, and they've been using art and creative literacy to advocate for themselves.
Wow.
And they've actually, the song you played, Stronger Together, they've redone a version of that.
Nice.
That they're going to be there sharing a bit of their stories and singing that as well. So it's really cool. I'm just excited for everyone to be in the same room and to share what they've done with this project.
Well, it's going to be a very special night. So thanks for dropping in here, Michael.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
All right. So the Community of Song Project next Friday night with Michael Averill and a cast of thousands. It's going to be a lot of fun.